Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray. If you like what you hear, a review to help other kinky people find me would be really awesome. You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my special podcast Discord server thing that is just kind of dead at the moment by clicking that little magic link. If the link doesn't work by the time that you are hearing this because I deleted that account, just ask me and I will sort it out for you. I promise. So that's the intro. Oh yeah, and if you like this intro, shout out to Andre Louis because he's cool, and I should probably not say that he's lovely because apparently he's got somebody, so don't want anybody to take that the wrong way because I don't mean it in that way. So yeah, okay, moving on. Dear, I wish I had some, like, really good, like, thing to put here, like an editorial thing, but I do not, because I am going to talk about a writing that, it was posted in a Facebook group that I used to have a while ago. Some people might remember it. And it was posted by none other than my ex, Dom Nemesis. And I'm going to pick on him because why the hell not? And also because this writing really kind of bothers me. And I know at the beginning he says he really doesn't give a rat's ass. But you know what? We all got opinions. And since all this happens to be a hot topic amongst everybody, I'ma just do it. Cause, like I said, who the fuck cares? If anybody doesn't like my opinions, that's cool too. If he wants to chime in at any point, he's more than welcome to chime in at any point. And we can do this all day. You know, I got nowhere else to be, actually, I can do, but you know, whatever. Anyway, so the writing I'm referring to is one he so lovingly called Doms versus 50 Shaders. Oh yeah, we're going there. Cue the Law and Order noise. Because okay. So, he starts out by saying, In my journeys around the BDSM community, I have come across a lot of 50 Shaders. I call them such because they came into the lifestyle after discovering those damn books. Okay, let me just say something real quick. I'm a 50 Shader. I found BDSM through 50 Shades of Grey. I also have done and will continue to do my research and ask questions and be friendly with people and be nice to people and learn things and all the things that most people in the BDSM community should be doing. Okay, I'm just gonna put that out there. So, I'ma just say that not all 50 Shaders, I really hate this term, we really gotta stop. Breathe, Luna, it's all right. Not all 50 Shaders are terrible people because we found BDSM through 50 Shades, okay? I'm gonna just put that out there for the whole entire world. So for somebody to jump on the bandwagon and call all of us that is a little ridiculous. He then proceeds to say, "So I have taken it upon myself to write this. If you have a problem with it, I really don't give a rat's ass." Essentially, that's what he said. Pretty sure I got that word for word. I haven't looked, but I'm pretty sure. All right, so now I am going to do the looking, and we're going to talk about this because I want to talk about it. So here we go. The first one is... Ooh, sorry, guys. Hold on.
Speech off.
Okay. So I'm not editing that out because I don't know how to edit. I need an editor. I will pay you in hugs and chocolate. That's all I got. Anyways, the first one is, if you have never experienced a toy on anywhere other than your hand, you might be a 50 shader. Okay, I'm gonna stop with the Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck jokes now. Okay, seriously, it says if you have not experienced a toy on yourself other than on your hand, you're a 50 shader. Apparently, at some BDSM shops, stores, whatever you want to call it, you're not allowed to be swinging and throwing toys all over the place and hitting people with them. So, I mean, I wouldn't know because I would feel really awkward going into one of those places. I'm just saying. So, where can you hit yourself with a toy? Probably on your hand. That doesn't mean you're a 50 shader. Now, I'm going to give this lovely gentleman who gave us all peace of his mind the benefit of the doubt here. And I will tell him and everybody that you probably should feel your toys on yourself first before you start throwing them in and swinging and whipping and caning and whatever other people do with them, with toys on other people. Okay, you should probably test them out on yourself first. I will agree with that sentiment. But some people don't always agree, and that doesn't make them 50 shaders. Also, I have no idea where this comes from because it stands to reason that Christian knows what he's doing with the toys and has had the same toys in his arsenal for years. At least 6-7 years at the publication of the, or of the, at the time of the publication of this particular book. So, yeah. Okay, number two. If you have not submitted to another dom, you're a 50 shader. No, there are, that is not true. I know many doms who have never been a submissive in their whole entire life, and they've been around way longer than 50 Shades of Grey has ever been even conceived in E.L. James' brain. So, that's not true. Again, I will say that I find that people who have been on the other side of the slash know what it's like, and therefore they can empathize with their sub about what they're doing to them and how they're feeling and blah, blah, blah. But that doesn't make them a 50 shader, so we're going to debunk this one. All right, next. 3, if you claim to be polyamorous, but don't allow your partner to have the same rights as you by allowing them to have other partners, you're a 50 shader. What? Wait a minute. I just spent last night, by the way, because this is, we're going to be time traveling. Last night being June 5th, 2021, By the time this gets published, it will probably be past that date. I spent last night watching 50 Shades Darker with my best friend on Clubhouse, because we have no lives, apparently. But we did that because it was fun and great and wonderful, and y'all should join us. Nowhere in 50 Shades anywhere is polyamory even, like, brought up. In fact, I'm fairly sure that in 50 Shades of Grey, he says, "I will be devoted only to you as my submissive," or something to that effect. And there's also in the book something about not sharing with others, and like, they're monogamous. So what the fuck? I think you're just grasping at straws at this point. Stop it. It's not cute. Don't do it anymore. I will, however, agree that if you're poly, then both... I mean, okay, wait a minute. If both people are consenting to everybody having partners, because monopoly is totally a thing, then by all means, you know, everybody should be having equal partners and equal rights in the poly relationship, but it is not required if the other person does not wish to be poly, but their partner wants to be poly. Then there's nothing wrong with it, as long as everybody is, you know, opening their gums and flapping them and talking about it, you know. So sometimes I have no idea where his head is. It makes no damn sense. All right, we gonna move on, because this one's gonna give me some high blood pressure. I swear to God, these like little myth things, whatever they are. Okay, I didn't like them then and I don't like them now. All right, let's move on. Number 4, if you take a sub or a slave without some negotiation, you're a 50 shader. This guy did not read, watch, or anything the books and movies, did he? Because, Jesus Christ almighty, there is negotiations all over the place. In the books, in the movies, more so in the books than the movies. I'm gonna just point that out there, because, you know, they don't have all the time in the world to be putting every fucking negotiation in there. Like, in the books, they had a dinner date thingy, and then they had a business meeting. And wait, hold on. It's been a while since I've read the books, but I'm fairly sure. Somebody, please, for the love of God, whoever could get through those books, because the atrocious writing is a whole other level of... Okay. Just breathe. Alright. There was a lot of negotiation. Okay? I mean, their emails were nothing but negotiation. She would say, "Look, what the fuck is this? And why do I need to be like, why? I have some issues." That was one of the first things she said to him about the contract when they were talking about it. She emailed him after he left, after the whole wine ice scene thing went down. And she emailed him and was like, "Hey, bro, I got some issues. Can we talk about it? Because, like, this is kind of weird. I don't understand." Okay, I have been in 12. Who's counting? DS relationships, most of which have kind of sucked because people are fakes. And some of them had negotiations. Some of them did not. I'm not going to say that that person is a 50 shader or is not a 50 shader, because quite frankly, I don't put the blame on a book for a thing. I don't put the blame on a book for somebody's stupidity. Because, hopefully, that person in question has, in fact, graduated high school and at least middle school. And knows the difference between fiction and reality. And knows that, you know, a fantasy book is not reality. I mean, good God. Okay. Furthermore, I mean, the whole damn movie, the first movie at least, is based around negotiations. There are negotiations. I mean, everybody, okay, I know. If you're in my, like, subreddit or anywhere, you've heard me mention The Secretary and what I think about that movie. And basically what I think about that movie is it's a piece of shit. Because, I mean, okay, I will give somebody credit where credit is due. It was made in 2002, and the movie was based off of somebody's short stories. I can't remember her name. Gail something or other? I don't know. And consent and negotiations and things weren't really, like, talked about in, like, anywhere. Apparently at those times, I don't know. I'm not old enough to know this stuff. So, in those times, negotiation and consent were not written about. Were not talked about. Were not whatever. People didn't know they were a thing, I guess. So, I will say that the reason I don't like Secretary is there is a scene in the movie where she makes a mistake. She makes a typo or, like, something. I think it's a typo. And he's yelling at her, and he's like, telling her to come into his office. So she goes into his office, and then he's like, "What's this?" and slams the paper on the table like a freaking petulant child, and then says, "I want you to bend over and I'm going to spank your ass." He doesn't ask. He doesn't say, "Is this okay? Do you like getting spanked? Do you think you might like it?" None of that shit. Christian, however flawed his negotiations may be, they might not be everybody's cup of tea, and that's okay. Christian, at least, bare minimum, took Anna out to eat to a restaurant. We're talking about the book here. We ain't talking about the movie. We're just discounting the movie altogether because there's so much missing from the movie, it's kind of ridiculous. Okay. Christian takes Anna to a restaurant at the Mile High Club. I remember this much from the book. Takes her to a restaurant, the Mile High Club, and they're in this, like, secluded part of the restaurant, club thing, whatever. And they're sitting there, and they're talking. And she's like, what's this? And why do you like this kind of thing? And what does this mean? And hey, I don't want to, like, have a personal trainer, like, 4 days a week. Can we knock it down to, like, 2 or 3 or whatever it was? And then he was like, yeah, sure. Okay, why not? I will be amenable. And then he says, you know, because you were so committed to this meeting, I am going to give you something that you want and make things a little easier on you. How about once a week, on a night of your choosing, we'd go out and do, you know, normal, everyday, vanilla dating couple things. Like, go to a movie and ice skating and, you know, that kind of thing. And she's like, you're kind, okay, let's do this. And then she graduates, and then she says, yeah, I'll try it your way, because, you know, I want to see what this is about. And then, bam! I mean, that might not be everybody's ways of negotiation. Some people take a reach all the time. Some people never stop negotiating, because, you know, things are always happening. Like, things are always changing. Things grow. Things evolve every time, every day. So, I mean, good Lord. Okay, Nemesis, I respect you a lot for many reasons. But, please, for the love of God, stop judging this book unless you've watched it, whatever. Because, clearly, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Just saying. Alright, moving on to the next one. Because we got a little bit more to go. 5. If you think that it is appropriate to hit your sub or slave by using your closed fist, you are an abusive asshole and should be in jail. I don't disagree with you, buddy. I don't. Just because punching is not nice. However, I know people. Who know people. No, just kidding. I do know people who like to be punched during scenes. But I see what you're getting at. Don't do it in a non-consensual way. Don't be just going around throwing punches just because you're the big D and she's the little S and you're an ass. Yeah, okay. We finally agree on something. Look at that. Would you just look at that? Alright. Next. 6. If you tell some... Wait. Submission is a gift. Here we go. If you tell somebody that they are your submissive without their consent in negotiations, you are once again an asshole. Oh, dear Jesus. Submission is not a gift that you can wrap in a goddamn box and send to somebody. When you submit to someone, you expect their dominance. If you give someone a gift, you don't expect or shouldn't expect anything back from them. You are giving them a gift because of the goodness in your black hole that is a heart, okay? You're not giving someone a gift because, oh, maybe if I give them a gift, they'll give me something back in return. Like, what the fuck kind of logic? Yeah. I used to think the same way, too. I used to think that submission was a gift, and I was, like, special because I gave my submission to somebody. That's not true. Unfortunately, that is not true. If it was, well, people would probably have appreciated it a lot more than they actually did, but they did not. So here we are. Okay. All right. Submission is not a goddamn gift. It is not. It is not a gift. But I will agree. You should not be calling a submissive your submissive without their consent, because submissives are submissives. They are not your submissive to do with as you wish. Call them what you want and whatever. Like, that just goes back to the whole, like, consent argument and going into someone's inbox and being like, my name is Master Big Dick 22 and you will call me as such. Bitch, what? No. No, I will not. And you are my dirty little beep. No, I am not. Oh my God. Okay. This list. I don't know whether to like strangle you or hug you. I don't know. Sometimes I kind of want to do both. But okay. We're going to move on. Number whatever this is. Submissives are the ones who have the power. I realize this should be number one, but if you've read this far, then I have your attention. Oh, Jesus. This one really makes me want to bang my fucking head against the wall and start, like, screaming at the top of my lungs, no, 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 because that's not true. That is fucking not true. I get the whole, you know, submissives are really the ones in control because they can safe word blah, blah, blah nonsense. But in all actuality, they're not the ones with the power. Because a dom, as is established by the fact that in October of 2020, I was set free by this individual. A dom can end the dynamic. So clearly, a sub is not the only one who has the power here. A dom can end the scene. A dom can say, I'm not interested in blood. We gotta bring it back to blood because it's a thing. I'm not interested in blood, thanks. But can we do something else? Or, like, yeah, I'm interested in electro. So we can totally do this thing. So really, it's a two-way street until the dynamic starts. And then once the dynamic starts, guess what? Domboy has the power. Subgirl's following his lead. Subgirl can say, I'm using girl as a general gender neutral term. Okay, don't shoot me. All right. Because girls are what I see most of the time. So sorry if you're a male sub. Or non-binary or whatever. Whatever. Just replace the word in your head that you identify with. So, if a submissive says, I don't want to do this thing, the dom can say it too. I don't want to do this thing. Bye. Sayonara, sucker. Peace out. Red, red, red. So much red. Like, just... Why do we even say that subs have all the power? Like, I kind of understand it in a way because we were probably all vanilla once. And when we first found out about BDSM, we kind of were like, somebody's going to tell me what to do, what? But then we kind of realized, oh, but we can, like, you know, do this whole consent thing, too. And then the whole, like, subs have the power because they can control the scene nonsense happened, and here we are. And while I understand, it is a lot easier to explain, hey, subs can consent and have they have all the power because they can consent. I also don't understand why we say that because it's not really true. It's not. It is not true, okay? And for the record, I don't hold any regret for the dynamic ending like it did. I wish it hadn't have ended, but I'm also kind of glad. But it just goes to show you that the sub does not have all the power, because if they did, then I would have been the one to end it had I decided to. Not him. So, he just contradicted himself. Majorly. That's not the only time. We're getting to it, I promise. Alright, next. Number 8. If a sub requests to be released, then release that sub. Remember, submission is a gift. What about the dom? What about if the dom wants to release that sub? Does that mean that the dom is, like, permanently attached to that sub? Or, like, can they just be, like... I mean, clearly, they can just be, like, Okay, I've had enough. I'm setting you free. Have a nice day. Bye. Because, I mean, you totally didn't do that to me or anything. Mm-mm. Yeah, no. That didn't happen. Not at all. Can you smell the sarcasm? I smell it. All right, so, yeah, no. Okay, first of all, submission is not something that you should be, like, taking advantage of, and you should not be, like, having a sub every other week, like it's the newest fashion trend or whatever. Because let me just say that if you have a sub and something is wrong, they have failed to do their tasks, they whatever, cheated on you, whatever, doesn't matter, then if it's something that can be talked about and worked through, then talk about it and work through it. Don't just sit there and be like, yeah, I'm releasing you because, like, you didn't fold the sheets just right before you put them in the closet or whatever nonsense. Like, just use your words. You're a big boy or girl. Use your words. Come on, guys. Come on. Communication is number one. Always. Always, always, always. Okay, next. Moving on. This one is just my opinion. Find a submissive in your own damn state. I realize that it is hard to find a submissive, a good submissive, but how can someone find somebody else if they're being poached from out of state? Pot, I would like to introduce you to Kettle. Hello. I was his submissive for 4 months, five. And I was in a whole, I'm still in a whole other state than he is in. So, how many times have you contradicted yourself? I want somebody to count how many times he's contradicted himself. Let me know, because, yeah. Okay. I'm going to say that all of my dynamics have been long distance. Some of them have fizzled out, but most of them have fizzled out in a couple of months. Just because either they were assholes or distance was just not a thing that worked. So I get the whole, like, it's better to have a sub that lives close to you or a dom that lives close to you, because, like, then you can actually have your DS life and be happy individuals. And I get that. I do. I understand. But sometimes there are people in the world who live in a place, whether that's in a state or a whole other country or whatever, they live in a place that is not exactly BDSM kink, all-inclusive friendly stuff. Okay? Like, they don't even have a freaking stoplight. So how exactly are they supposed to find somebody if they don't have a BDSM community? And, like, maybe they can't move because they have a good job and they have, you know, family that lives near them or something. Like, I'm kind of half and half on this one, I guess, because it's like, you don't really know their story. So why are you gonna, like, judge them for what they do? Also, you've had subs that don't live in your state, aka me, and I wasn't even close to your damn state. I was like 2,000 miles away. So, yeah. You poached me, broski. All right. All right. And the last thing he says in this is, if you felt like you were included in this, tough. I have been around a while, and I've seen a lot, and I just don't care what anybody thinks. So, if you don't like it, too bad. Think about it. Well, I did think about it for many, many months, and that's the conclusions I have come to. Did you come to the same ones? If you did, please let me know. You can follow my Twitter, at LunaTheKitten92. You can follow my Instagram, at LunaTheKitten. You can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast on Facebook. Or you can join my special podcast Discord server by clicking that little magic link at the top of the page in the show notes profile thing. Whatever. Somebody knows what I'm talking about, I hope. If, by the time you're listening to this, the link doesn't work, you can ask me for it and I will give it to you because I'm nice. If you ask me really nice. Also, you can send me a voicemail at anchor.fm/subheart or leave a good review to help other kinky people find me. Thank you so much for listening. New episodes are usually released every Friday. And I will see you guys when I record again next time. Until then, stay safe, stay kinky, be a positive member of your BDSM community, and let's keep filling the world with hearts.